Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Yud Aleph Omid Aleph in the second volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're going to do today's Simen Kuf Lamed. It's a short Simen, it's only one Sif, and it deals with the Ribono Shel Olam paragraph that many people say during the Duchening. So the Mechaber begins, Mon Dechaza Chelma, a person who has a dream, and he doesn't understand the dream, he doesn't know, as we'll see, whether this is a good dream or a bad dream. So what should he do? Nekom kame kahani b'shosh olam l'ducha. He should stand in front of the kohanim when the kohanim are duchening. V'nei mohochi. And he should recite the following paragraph that we're familiar with while the kohanim are duchening. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah exactly where he should recite this. He should say, Ribono shel olam, creator of the world. Ani shelecho v'chalamasai shelach. I am yours and my dreams are yours. V'chule, etc. The nusach that we're familiar with. And during this, he should have the intention, he should have in mind that he should try to finish this paragraph right before the Kohanim finished saying the last word of each paragraph, of each of the Psukim, and this way, the Ani Tzibur Amen, when the Tzibur answers Amen to the Kohanim, they're also answering Amen to his Ribono Shel Olam. V lo, if he finishes it too quickly, as we'll see, and there still is a pause in the time, so le mahachi, then he can add on the following before the Kohanim finish their bracha. Adir ba morom shochem bigvura, the great holy one who is in Shemayim. Ata shalom v'shimcha shalom, you are peace. Your name means peace. Yiratzon shetosim oleinu shalom. May it be your will, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you should grant us peace and that we shouldn't be concerned about the dreams that we have. That is the Mechaber. Now let's understand this a little bit better. The Mishnah Berurah starts off in Sif Katan Aleph, Man Dechaza, one who saw a dream. So nowadays, the Mishnah Berurah says, Umedino Seinu, in our nations, where we only do like the Ashkenaz and Minogiz and Chutz Loritz, so we only duchen every Yontif, so then, Noagim Kolakahol, Lemor Tvilozu Bishasa Duchen. Then there aren't only individuals that say this, like the simple reading of the Mechaber, only one who had a dream, because in those days they would duchen every day. So if you didn't have a dream that night, so you just already had said the Ribono Shel Olam yesterday, so there's no point in you saying it again, because you didn't have any bad dreams. But nowadays, since we only duchen once every couple of months by the regalim, so the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here, afilu osam shalochom, even if you didn't have a dream the night before, everybody says this Ribono Shel Olam. But Tom, the reason is obvious, as I just said, the kivan de ein anu nosum kapayim kim be regalim, since we don't duchen every day, but we only duchen by the yomim tovim, by sukkos and pesach and shavuos, v'yev shor shalocholam lo pam achas bein regal, and be impossible almost for a person to go such a long period of time without having had dreams that he wants to say this Ribono Shel Olam for. So therefore, the minhag is that everybody says this Ribono Shel Olam. Dirshu footnote number one brings down, women can say this as well. Af isha shechol mechalom, a woman that has a dream, and she's concerned about it. So he brings down from the Chazon Ish, yecholu l'aleches l'beis ha-knesses, she can go to shul, and say the Ribono Shel Olam during the Birchas Kohanim, just like a man, because ein lo lidog mechaloma, she shouldn't be worried and concerned about her dreams. What about the Kohanim, or the Shliach Tzibur? What should they do when they have dreams? So the Kohanim themselves, they're not allowed to say the Ribono Shel Olam. They're in the middle of duchening. So the Chesed La'alofim writes, She nimtokim chaloseim be'eshim avarchim Yisrael, that they will also achieve the same benefit of their dreams being sweetened when the Jewish people are listening to their duchening and they're saying the Ribono Shel Olam. The Kohanim get the benefit as well, even though the Kohanim are not saying the Ribono Shel Olam, and they should have in their intention, Shechavnu Hadover and Yitzruch Lahem, they should have in mind as well this when they're duchening, without saying the Ribono Shel Olam, that Hashem should save them from any anger that he has against them and from Klal Yisrael, and therefore they'll receive the bracha as well while they're duchening. In Dirshu footnote number two, he brings down, what about the Chazan, the Shliach Tzibur? He's not allowed to say this Ribono Shel Olam. That's a hefsek for him. And even if the Shliach Tzibur, who is a Kohen, and somebody else is the Makri over here, so the Makri shouldn't say the Ribono Shel Olam because we're concerned, Shemati Tariv Daito, he may get confused as to which brach he's up to, V'lo yuchal lazo likoros, and therefore he may not remember which pasuk to go back to and he'll make a mistake. But after the third one, after the reading of Yosein L'chosh Shalom, so since it's not a hefsek for him because he's normally not the one that's going to continue davening, although we didn't have a machlokas in this earlier, but the normal minhag is that the Chazan Kohen goes and says Sim Shalom. So then at the third time, there is no concern that he'll make a mistake and have a tiruf over here, so he can say the Ribono Shalom after the third pasuk. Likewise, somebody who was saying Chazaras Hashatz over here with the Shliach Tzibur, he came late or whatever the reason, he couldn't say it in the regular time, so he's saying it Mila B'Mila along with the Shliach Tzibur, so he's also not allowed to interrupt during this time to say the Ribono Sha'olam, because you're not allowed to make any Hefsekos, you're not allowed to make any interruptions during the last three brachos, or the first three brachos of the Shemoneh Esrei. The Bir Halacha in Dibur Hamaskel Mon de Chaza brings down a very, very interesting idea from the Matzis HaShekel. He says, nowadays, that on Yontif Sheni Shogolius, when we duchen on the second day of Yontif, he says, maybe we shouldn't be saying the Ribono Shel Olam unless we know we had a bad dream the night before, because everybody duchen on the first day of Yontif, and they said this Ribono Shel Olam, and that would nullify all the bad dreams that they had beforehand. So now, the next day, the second day of Yontif Sheni Shogolius, so you haven't had a bad dream, unless you know for certain that you had a bad dream the night before. So he brings down from the Matzis HaShekel that you shouldn't say this Ribono Shel Olam on the second day of Yom Tovsheni Shel Golius. However, the Chofetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha brings down Va'olam Ein Noagim Kein. The minhag is not to do so, because Choshishim, because we're concerned, maybe you didn't have a dream, but maybe somebody had a dream about you. And the Nusach also says Shem Chomu Acherim Aleim Belayla Zu. Somebody else may have had a dream about you, and the Ribono Shel Olam takes care of that as well. But he says, according to this, you should actually start off from the Hiratzon Shu Kol Chomu Asai, etc. That should be where you start, and you shouldn't say the beginning Chalom Chalamti V'Enu De'Amahu, because technically that's not correct. However, the minhag of the Welt, the world opinion, is that we actually do say the full Ribono Shel Olam even on the second day of Yom Tovsheni Shel Golius. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Beis writes, V'lo Yoda, he doesn't know whether he had a good dream or a bad dream. So E Tovahu, if it was a good dream, O Bishahu, or if it's a bad dream for the person. So we say the Ribono Shel Olam that Hashem should sweeten the dream. He should make the dream good for us no matter what. Sifkot and Gimel, V'nei Mahach, he should say the following Nosach, as we have in our Sidurim. The Mishnah Berurah brings down, we've already learned in Siman Kuf Chav Ches in the Ramah, Da Nochon Lemor Zeh B'Shor Shemarichim B'Nigan HaTevel Shebesof HaPsukim Ayin Sham. He says that the proper way for us to say this Ribono Shel Olam is while the Kohanim are elongating the last word, they're singing the song without actually saying the last word, V'Chunecha, before they say the V'Chunecha, so they're singing this song. That's the proper time for the person to say the Ribono Shel Olam. Dear Shu, footnote number 4 brings down, as we learned previously, Shiyomai B'Shor Shemarichim B'Nigun B'Havaras O'Sachrona Shalateva. As I just said, while they're stretching out the beginning part of the last word. But you shouldn't do it while they're actually saying any of the words, because you're supposed to be silent then and listen with intention. Dear Shu, footnote number 3 brings down the reason that we say the Ribono Shel Olam B'Davka during the Duchening. What's the connection? So he brings down from Rabbi Nissan Gaon, Gemara in Brachos, that this is based upon the pasuk that many people say Kriya Shema Lamita at night. Hinei Mita Sosha L'Shlomo Shishim Giborim Sovim Lomi Giborei Yisrael. That there are 60 people, 60 Giborim surrounding Shlomo's bed. Kulam Achuzi Cherim Uldeim Nuchoma Ish Charba Yerecho Mipachab Leleos. They're protecting Shlomo Melech. Murames Al Shishim Osios. This is a remez to the 60 letters that are found in Birchas Kohanim, and each one of them knocks off as pachat hachalom, the fear, the worry that you have, the anxiety that you have about the bad dream that you had. Brings down as well from the Me'iri that another reason is over here, this is an especially mesugaldik, especially proper time over here during the Birchas Kohanim, because the Tzibur is listening very carefully, and therefore this is a good time for them to daven about the dreams that bother them very much. It brings down another reason from the Torah Chaim, Shekivan Shachalom Hu Nevua. This dream is a little bit of a Nevua. And Birchas Kohanim is also a little bit like a Nevua, because we're told to say this directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so this can be Mavato, the dream, the Nevua that you had. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Dalet brings down the Nusach that we're familiar with. He says the Magen Avraham writes that Tzorich Lomar Bein Chalomo Shecholamti Al Acherim Uvein Chalomo Shecholamti Al Atzmi, whether other people dreamed about me or I dreamed about myself. However, he says B'Sidurim Shelanu HaNusach LeHefach, we in our Sidurim have the opposite Nusach. Dehainu, we say first Bein Shecholamti Al Atzmi, that I've dreamed about myself, and then Uvein Chalamti Al Acherim, that I had dreams about other people. And he says this is the right way based upon the El Yerabah. And Achronim write, she is saying betfila zu b'pam rishon v'sishmereini. The end of the first time you say the Ribono Shel Olam, the last word is v'sishmereini. Keneged mashakonim mesayim v'yishmerecha, because that's keneged the end of the first words, v'yirecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. The second time you say usuchaneini, and that's keneged v'chunecha. And the third time you should say v'sirtzeini, which is keneged the word shalom. On minhag, as we'll see in a second, is that the third time many people say yiratzon rather than this Ribono Shel Olam. The Marshal adds over here, Shetov lomar b'pam shlishis, it's preferable to say the third time, v'savo alai birchas kohanecha, the brach of the kohanim should come upon me, v'sirtzeni, and it should be accepted. He then adds, kishinosim kapayim b'yontif shechol b'shabbos, when we say on yontif that's on Shabbos, so ein lomar ribono, we don't say the Ribono Olam, we just go straight to kohanim duchen, and we don't say the singing in between the end of the last word, and we don't say the Rion Shalolims. Why? Dein Omrim Techina B'Shabbos. We don't say supplications, personal supplications on Shabbos. Ideishu footnote number 5 brings down from Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, Shegan B'Yom HaKippurim Shechol B'Shabbos, Tov Lo Shalolim Aribon Shalom. The same reason applies in Yom Kippur when it falls out on Shabbos. He says, how come on Yontif, though, we do say it? On Yontif, you're also not supposed to say Techinos. So he brings down over here that we do say Techinos on Yontif. We do say, for example, Avinu Malkeinu on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, unless they fall out on Shabbos. So we're not as strict with Yontif and supplications as we are with Shabbos and supplications, and that's why we say the Ribon Shalom on Yontif. However, the Mishnah Berurah adds over here, if you did have a dream on Friday night, in Lo Shikach Shalom Lo Chalom Rak Bo Salayla, then you would be technically allowed to say this Ribon Shalom. Again, the minhag is that we don't do this. Mishnah Berurah Sivkan Hey, he writes the Lasayim Bahadikani. You should finish at the same time as the Kohanim. So he says Kach Tzorich Lomar. There's a mistake in the language of the Mechaber. It said the word Gam Bahadik Kohanim. He says Vatevas Gam was a Tosover. That word Gam doesn't belong there. You should just make sure that you finish at the same time that the Kohanim finish. And what does that mean? Behind Ubesov Kol Pasuk Shemasayim. At the end of each of the three Pesukim, when the Kohanim finish there, Yirech Hashem, the Yishmerecho, when they say Yishmerecho, that's when you should finish your Ribono Shalolam. So as we pointed out, the Amen that the Tzibur answers on the Kohanim should also go on your Ribono Shalolam. And this is three times a Shalom Shalpamim, and in the Yishuf number 6, he brings down that this is based upon the Marsha, who says that there are three times over here that we have Kineged HaChalom. The first one is based upon the Mazikim that come and bring in your dreams these bad thoughts or ideas, and the second one it comes from Shemayim, and the third one comes from the Malachi Malam. This Marsha represents a very deep concept, which I can't fully explain and don't fully understand myself, but it's always kedai to certainly to say over the words of the Marsha, even if we don't fully understand them. Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, V'chein kosav v'shem agro, the Vilna Gaon writes, Shohaya noeg loma agam besof posuk shlishi, haribonu shalolam hanal, shehusko b'gemara. The minhag of the Vilna Gaon, and there are many people that follow this, is that they don't say the yiratzon after the third pasuk. They say the same Ribono Shalom the third time, not like is written in our Sidurim. This is based upon the Gemara, Huskar B'Gemara, Velohi Yiratzon and Nifa B'Sidurim, and not the Yiratzon that we say in our Sidurim. In Dirshu footnote number 6-7, he brings down Shaminog Hagro Kain Tov Lasos. He says that this is really the more proper and correct way to do this, to say the Ribono Shalom three times. Kidei Shelo Yarichu Akol B'Amirus HaYiratzon HaAruch B'Eis Birchas Kohanim. Because the Yiratzon actually takes a little bit longer to say than the Ribono Shalom. It's a longer paragraph, and you may not finish it in time for the Kohanim. That's why many have the Minhag, that we do say this Yiratzon, that the Kohanim elongate their Nigin a little bit more in the third time, rather more so than in the first and second time. This footnote also points out that while the Kohanim are singing their Niggin, that's not considered a Hefsek. And indeed, the Kohanim should sing to give the people a chance to finish the Ribono Shalom or the Yiratzo. The Mechaber said, if you finish before the Kohanim are finished, then you should say the additional statement of Adi B'Amorim. So the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Vav explains, Pirush, Shlo Simu Adayin HaKohanim. You finish before the Kohanim. It's usually not the case that way, but let's say you finish before the Kohanim, so then you have the right to say Gam Adir B'Amorom after each of the Pesukim. This is done, Ki Heichel, the Sayin, Bahadi Kahani, Teva Shalom, V'yanu Atzibur Amin Al-Shneem. And this is so when you finish, so the Amen that the Tzibur says to the Kohanim also goes on your Ribon Shalom. V'yesh No'agim Shebuchol Pam Omim Adir B'Amorom. There are those that say that we say Adir B'Amorom every single day, B'Shasami Rishliach Tzibur Sim Shalom, while the Shliach Tzibur says Sim Shalom every day, even when we don't duchen. At the time when the Shliach Tzibur says B'Shar Shomer V'Tov Be'Nechel V'Rechas Am Chosua V'Chule, so many people say the Adib Amorim at that time as well. Now the Ramah says Hagah U'Bemakum She'ein Olam L'Duchen, in days when we don't duchen, which again for us Ashkenazim here in Chutz Laaretz means every day except for Yontif, Yomar Zeh B'Shar Shashliach Tzibur Omer Sim Shalom, that a person can say this Ribono Shalom every day or the Adib Amorim every single day in Sim Shalom. And he should complete it at the same time that the chazan finishes saying the bracha, so the amen that the people say on the bracha will also go on your Adi B'Amorim or your Ribono Shalolam. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Zayin writes, Kimo b'dinaseinu, nowadays, like we do, the she'en nesias kapayim kol hashana rak b'yom tov. As I just mentioned, we don't duchen every day. We only duchen on Musaf of Yontif, on the regalim, so therefore every day, if one has a bad dream, one could keep this in mind. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Ches writes that when the time that the Kohanim normally go up to the Duchen, when the Chazan is saying, Elkeinu Ve'elik Kehav Aseinu, Perusho, this means, Hamokum Sholom Shom HaKohanim B'Shas and Sias Kapayim, at the time and place when the Kohanim normally would go up to Duchen. Sivkat and Tes, the Mishnah Berurah writes, Yomar Kozeh B'Shah, you would be allowed to say this every day, Pirush, this Tfilas Ribon HaOlam. If you finish this Ribono Shalom on a regular weekday before the Chazan finishes Sim Shalom, then you'd be allowed to say the Adib Amorim as well. Kasu Achronim, the Achronim write, Ein lo matfilas ribon kol yom yom. Lamaisa, however, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the Achronim say we shouldn't say this Ribono Shalom every single day. We should only say it if you know that you had a bad dream. If the night before you had a bad dream, then you should say this Ribono Shalom. Because the Eich Yomar Chalom Chalamti Bishalo Cholam Klal. How can you say every single day Chalom Chalamti last night when I didn't have this? Similar to what we brought down already in the Bir Halacha from the Machzis HaShefer. Mishnah Berurah in Sivkon Yud writes Sim Shalom. When the Chazan says Sim Shalom, you can say this Ribono Shalom in the Adbar Morom. If you see that you don't have time to finish with the Shliach Tzibor, so if you're starting too late, you can start earlier. You can actually start when the Chazan starts saying, you can start saying the Ribono Shalom to give you a chance to finish at the same time that the Chazan finishes Sim Shalom. This concludes today's shir. In Simon Kuf Lamed.